This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome to Money Control. This is an episode of Setting Sail, which was on a small break, and now we're back with more episodes. Today, we'll be talking to Shardul Singh and Rohan Deshpande from Primus Cowork. They are the CEO and COO of the company. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So, Primus Cowork is a concept of co-working culture space where people can work at their convenience in their favorite restaurants, is what you've mentioned. Yeah. Can you tell me what the vision was like?
So, vision was basically we had started conventional co-working spaces in Bombay and Pune. The problem that we were facing first was about from our co-workers was They are very different locations. It's pretty far. Traveling time is there.
Right.
That was one of the biggest problems. Plus, expensive because it's a very asset-heavy model. So, the rentals are very heavy.
Okay.
So, these two are the major issues. Thirdly, I, being my own restaurateur from Pune, I would see my own assets lying empty during the daytimes where we were paying huge rents. That is when an idea came to me that why can't we take an asset which is lying empty and convert it into a revenue share model with the restaurateur, where he also makes money through his food sales. And we also give the convenience to the customers or the co-workers to come at every pin code and work with the similar ambience what a conventional co-working space gives.
Right.
So this is how the idea popped into our mind.
Okay. So I also read a little about your company and I found that you mentioned that there are these freelancers and startups. Those are the kind of people who opt for these kind of spaces, right?
So basically about the working population in the world today, out of which there's an article in the Monday Panache, right?
Yeah.
Which in Economic Times, it said that 48% of that working population is remotely working.
Okay.
Now, what is remotely working? Remotely working are people who either work out of home,
mm-hmm.
Work from cafes to save time, basically. For example, there's a maternity leave. Mother has to work from home.
Right.
So, all these kinds are kind of number of population. That is around 48% total working force of the world. So, this is one part of it. Second, mm-hmm. the people who like to come and work in restaurants, which we have converted to co-working, are most of them are bloggers, consultants, architects, broking houses, wealth managers, insurance company guys, pharma reps. So the list is endless. And very interestingly, we got a couple of days a guy who is a tutor. He runs a tuition class and he's got like 20 teachers running around different locations in Bombay.
Yeah.
So between times when they have to correct the papers and go to different houses, they don't have a place to work.
Right.
So they would go to a Starbucks, which is extremely noisy, or maybe, you know, find some kind of a co-working space and spend more time traveling. So for him, this was like a, it just was, he was so happy, he immediately signed and took 5 annual packages. So kind of customers which we are acquiring vary from different fields. And every day we are getting new and new kind of clientele background.
Sure. Also, basically, India now, overall, the gig economy is picking up big time.
Yeah.
So, because of the gig economy, a lot of people are working either individually or in smaller teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're working like that, you don't typically would, I mean, the affordability is also a problem because you can't afford to rent a place because renting means first you need to give a deposit of 6 months, 9 months.
Right.
Plus monthly outgoing, plus interiors and all of that. So there's a lot of capex and opex which comes into play. So here it becomes easier on the pocket as well for these guys because we charge, I mean, plans start from 15, as low as 15 rupees an hour.
Okay.
So it really, really comes out to be cheaper on the pocket. Plus, it's something which is better in terms of an ambience. The great ambience of a fine dining restaurant is much better than some of these cafes which people work out of.
Okay.
So, as an offering, I think we are above the cafes and differentiated from cafes in that sense, and differentiated from the likes of WeWorks because or standalone co-working places is because of our availability on every pin code.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to talk about affordability because the first thing a startup would do is to, you know, cut costs and, you know, just wait till the last minute to, you know, go to a bigger office or something like that.
That's right. So we have a couple of startups who have come because pricing wise, we are the cheapest in the country today. Mm-hmm. We have an annual package of 30,000, okay. which is 30,000 for a year.
Mm-hmm.
A normal conventional co-working space, which is where, even in a city like Pune, is around the cheapest, around 8,000 to 9,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare it to a conventional and our concept. Startups have problems of having an office boy.
Yeah.
Can we afford it? Or should we take lease line of 10 Mbps or 100 Mbps, depending on IT startup, whatever. Then they have cost of coffee, tea.
Right.
Eating, having their food. You know, all these things. We have thought about all that. And when you come to Primus, it is solved. You have an office boy. We have a concierge.
Okay.
We have valet parking. We have unlimited tea and coffee served at your table. We have a printing and scanning facility. On top of that, we are the only co-working company in India which is tied up with the NBFC,
okay.
which gives you a interest-free loan. So if you're a startup and you can't even pay for that annual packages, you have five of them, the NBFC gives you an interest-free loan in an EMI system for 12 months.
Okay.
So that is, for a startup, I think it's a win-win situation. They don't even need
really interesting.
Yeah, so for 30,000, if you pick up, you're literally paying, what, 2,500 per month.
Okay.
Because it's interest-free. Only the processing fee of 600 rupees is applicable.
Going back to the gig economy point, sometimes there are startups that try to maintain a formal and typical corporate culture, whereas other startups, they're okay with this informal culture. Do you have customers who vary in that sense? And do you cater to them differently?
We do that. For example, now, as you know, real estate in Bombay is very expensive.
Yeah.
So for example, you are an office, corporate office of 50 people.
Yeah.
In Bandra, for example. And suddenly you got a new project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It could be an architect firm, consulting firm, whatever. And you have to hire 20 more people. You can't find real estate in your building for 20 people, or you can't afford it. So the closest place you can find is going to be a place like us for those 20 people to come and work.
Okay.
From that is called an expansion to the unit which is existing in the corporate side. So there are a couple of clients who have expanded and they said, let us work from here or for 6-8 months till we can find a bigger property and then we'll go there. So these kind of clients also come, which are corporate clients.
Like okay.
And obviously the startup culture, every startup is always, if you see, they always are not formal. They're always casual.
Yeah.
They're all sitting together, you know, talking about what plans they have.
Yeah.
There's no corporate setup kind of culture in any of the startups.
Okay.
At least I have never seen.
Yeah, and basically the millennials today don't like formal culture any which way. Yeah. So they prefer to work in an environment which is casual and which is, I would say, casual, semi-casual, and have the freedom to do what they want to, sit where they want to, work the way they want to.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of people like to smoke. So in a restaurant, there's a smoking area. A lot of people want to have a glass of beer and work, which is there. When you go abroad, you see so many offices have this. But in India, any commercial office, you do not get liquor license.
Yeah.
No one is allowed to serve liquor. You can serve it in a restaurant. So that is one advantage. If you understand what co-working concept means, co-working is a community coming together so they can benefit from each other.
Right.
Okay. So when can you benefit from each other? When you have a community that comes every week together, have a small get-together and exchange ideas. Oh, you manufacture X part. Oh, I do this. So, you know how we can work. I am a lawyer. You are a consultant. We have a common client. He needs a consultant. How can you? So that community at our restaurants, whoever is working. So we plan every weekend to take them to a place and have a small, like a beer night or a biryani night or whatever you call it.
Right.
And then all of them come, they meet, they talk. So the community culture, what is the main thing of a co-working, is extremely high in Primus Co-Works, which you don't see in many of the co-working because most of the co-working places are now being taken by corporates.
Okay.
And the community concept is finished. They've just become like business centers.
Right. And most of these spaces are only restaurants, is it?
Yeah, most of them are restaurants. All are extremely, the restaurant we select, we have a checklist. For example, you're from Bombay, you might have visited Olive.
Right.
Olive is one of them. So where do you stay?
I'm from Daisar.
So Daisar. So we have two properties in Mulund.
Okay.
So Love and Latte.
Love and Latte is there. And I think one more Times Square or something is there. So every place where you are, we have selected restaurants which are extremely bright by natural light,
right,
which have got comfortable sittings, which have got plug points. So you can feel comfortable. It's not like, you know, you're sitting into a nightclub, the lights mm-hmm. off. No, these are all restaurants which are working with the ambience quite very good.
Okay, and what is your tie-up with the restaurants like?
Tie-up is very simple. Is because these restaurants are shut in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they pay rental for 24 hours.
Right.
So because of us, and we are spending a lot in marketing and converting a lot of footfalls, the food sale is theirs.
Yeah.
The co-working space is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I look after the marketing, the internet, tea and coffee. That is my investment. I take the money out of my co-working. There is what whoever orders food, they take that money.
So these offers are generally the daytime, is it?
From 9 to 6.
Okay.
The restaurants open only at 7?
7. These are not restaurants which are open for lunchtime. They are shut.
Okay.
And they were shut past 5 years, 6 years. Mm-hmm. And people who have joined hand have really been happy because they are getting some revenue, which was zero. And now, every day on our website or our app, we get 2-3 restaurant inquiries. Please take us in a kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, we just don't take them. We do a lot of research and then we go ahead with it.
Right. Speaking about competition, you have WeWorks and other co-working spaces. Can you speak a little bit about that?
We are a more of tech, prop tech co-working space, which is a very hyper-local. We are not the conventional co-working spaces like WeWorks or CoWorks. The competition doesn't exist because mm-hmm. we don't come in the same vertical.
Okay.
But if you see in our field, we are the...
I think this is a very novel idea which does not exist, or didn't exist in India at least. It existed once in the US,
mm-hmm.
But that company was bought over and shut down by WeWork.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this idea or this concept does not exist
right
today in India. And that is also one of our challenges, because for a new customer to explain this concept and get him to understand over a call is difficult. So basically,
Definitely.
What we've done is we've started giving free day trials so that the customer gets an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when the customer gets an experience, he's bound to like it.
And I mean, more than individual people, a group of people would rather prefer to join in,
sure.
right? Because individuals would rather prefer to, you know, be at home, or, you know, they wouldn't want to walk up to a place and go and sit there.
I have a little bit of a this and that, yeah. because I'll tell you, people, whatever you do, for example, a person is married, is working at home.
Right.
He can't work at home 24 hours. His wife, his kids... His concentration is not going to, my wife is going to say that, go please get this, kid is going to say, take me here, this disturbance.
Right.
What would he prefer? If I have something just 100 meters away from my house,
mm-hmm.
where I get my peace, where I'm a call away from my family, plus I'm still working at home, near home.
Okay, sure.
And there are a lot of people who are doing that. And one of our first clients was a very senior corporate head.
Right.
His office was at BKC.
Mm-hmm.
He would stay at Bandra. And his house was opposite one of our properties. So he stopped going to BKC. He started working from us.
Okay.
And whenever he wanted to call a meeting, he would call them to this location because mm-hmm. he didn't want to travel and waste time. And most of his meetings would either be on video calls or he would call the team.
Right.
So there are a lot of other clients who don't want to waste time traveling and in corporates and work near their house.
Right. You spoke about how you noticed that all these restaurants are closed during the day and, you know, you managed to utilize that time. Are there any other spaces with, you know, the similar category that you're probably considering to, you know?
Yeah, we are considering it. We're in talks with a couple of people who are similar to restaurants.
Right.
So, but they're in talk level, so I would not like to talk about it.
Okay, sure. Can we talk about how you founded this? Like, you were mentioning about Abhinay Deo, the filmmaker, and then Ranveer Singh, who, not the actor, but, has a background in IIT and IIM.
Hmm.
And you yourself,
Howard Law School.
Yeah, law. This is like, you know, a varied group of people who have come together.
So
can you talk about that?
I'll get back with me and Ranveer. So Ranveer and me are childhood friends, and he was a consultant in McKinsey. He mm-hmm. left his consulting, and me, Ranveer, and another friend of us called Krishnan started an NBFC called Kisht.
Okay.
where I was the seed investor and they were the front face.
Mm-hmm.
It has been 3.5 years. It is the number one fintech company in the country.
Okay.
Valued at more than 1,000 crores. And that's how these three people came together and started a business.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kist became successful, I was out. I was not out. I didn't have active role. And that's when I decided, let's try something new that is happening around the globe. And that time, co-working was picking up. That time, WeWork also had not come to India.
Right.
So that is the time when I took an advice from a very close friend of mine who's a real estate giant and called Atul Chordia.
Yeah.
So I had a long conversation. He's a very old friend. So he said, it's a good idea. You should start it. And why don't you do it in Pune and one in Bombay? So as soon as we started it, I think WeWork almost came the same year to Bombay, the day we launched the other conventional co-working space over there. So we started two places. I had a long conversation again with Atul. Atul and me came to a conclusion is, its business is good, but now after WeWork and co-work multiplying so fast in Bombay and Pune, you will not be able to sustain this model, or you'll not be able to grow. So, as I have my own restaurants in Pune for last almost 18 years.
Okay.
So, I was one day just having lunch at my place and it was 50% empty. Now, it was a running restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But still 50% empty. I was wondering, what is the use of this? The ambience is so beautiful. So, then I thought about restaurants which are not working the day. And I spoke to a couple of my friends whose restaurants only open the night. So, I said, it's an interesting idea. Why don't we work out something?
Right.
And then we developed our own app, which took around 4 to 5 months. We went on tying up with all the restaurants.
Right.
Because the agreement tie-up is very important when you go with this idea in the public. So we did that. And after that, we did a soft launch in Bombay and Pune. And the stakeholders, the customer, both are very happy.
Okay.
Whoever have come and worked or who have tied up with us.
And your reason for starting in Pune?
Pune is my hometown.
Right. Okay.
My restaurants are in Pune. Atul Chordia is from Pune. So basically, when we started the conventional co-working space, he was the guy who could tell us that you take this property. This is a good location. This is a good rental.
Sure.
So that's how we took it.
Right. To talk more about tying up with restaurants, have there been any different and, unique expectations from restaurants, do they have any expectations for their customers?
They don't have any expectations, but I'll tell you, it was a little tough task to tie up with them initially.
Right.
But being a restauranteur, I could talk to them in their language.
Right.
I could explain them about the kind of the APC you should give to the customers,
mm-hmm.
what kind of food cost will go, what kind of profit will go. So, I can just give you an example of a restaurant. I'll not name it, but in last month, it did a sale of around, for lunch, it did a sale around 6.5 lakh rupees.
Right.
So, 6.5 lakh rupees of sale, which he did in 29 days, that's Feb month, is which he was doing zero.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of which he has a profit of around 40%,
right.
Net profit after the food cost. So, he has made that kind of money being tied up with us just for a month.
And also, it would have been a task to convince these restaurants who have planned to shut for lunch to, ask them to open up their space.
That is what we had to explain. That first of all, they were very keen to know our marketing idea. Mm-hmm. So, if you see, we started with hoardings in Bombay, around 60 to 70 hoardings in Bombay and Pune, which is one of the expensive properties to understand to create the brand. After that, digitally, we have already banging in all the social media. We are doing in-film ads, which is going from from 27th of December in PVR and INOX. We have done now print ads. We have done stadiums. So marketing-wise, we are trying. Now we are going radio. So we are doing everything that is conventionally required to get our leads. And then after we understand what are getting converted in what form, we will be taking the marketing scheme ahead. But seeing this kind of budget spend, seeing the kind of footprint we are creating, restaurateurs were very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because every hoarding had a restaurant name.
Right.
So a standing restaurant can afford a hoarding in Bombay.
Yeah.
And social media handle, we are spending so much, they could see that restaurant name is popping out every time. So any kind of marketing was helping them also.
Right.
So that helped them also to get convinced.
So all our marketing carries the location name because it is Primus at Olive or Primus at Chin Chin Chu or Primus at One Step Up. So basically, by default, restaurants get a get a presence on media through the marketing spends which we do. Right. So they get their publicity there. Secondly, all these people which we are targeting are actually new clientele which the restaurateurs wouldn't have reached out to earlier. Basically, they are growing their own clientele base or the reach which they couldn't do earlier. We are helping them in increasing their reach. So basically, the guy who's come and spends 8 hours a day at a restaurant, at some point in time, he obviously loves that place. At some point in time, he'll come and come for a dinner as well.
He'll get his family to show where he works.
Yeah. So by default, the sales for the restaurant is adding up, and we're driving more and more footfalls for them. So
right.
It works very well for them.
Mm-hmm. What does the future look like for you guys?
So from a future perspective, we're currently present in 2 cities at 23 locations, which are live, with about 1,500 seats. We plan to expand to about 7 cities, so total 5 more cities. We're just there in Mumbai and Pune. We plan to expand to Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad, Goa.
Okay.
From 23, go to about 150 plus locations. Mm-hmm. And from 1,500 seats, go to about good 12,000 plus seats by end of the year, of next financial year.
Okay.
So the growth plans are there. We want to grow.
We have already done the tie-ups and everything.
So,
but we will open the market slowly.
Other piece which we didn't touch upon is on the technology and the user experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a completely tech-led company. So we've got our mobile apps which are both Android and iOS compatible. Customers can download, register, search for the location which is convenient, and go and book on the app itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the user experience from a user perspective also is so seamless that they don't find it they don't have to go to the place and then figure out whether the place is available or not.
Right.
Here these guys can actually go to the app and figure out availability and make a booking on the app itself and then go.
Right.
So it becomes pretty seamless.
And also, even if they want to pick up a loan from the app, they can book, go to the NBFC site directly. It's interconnected. And even within 48 hours, if the loan is accepted, he's approved.
Okay.
So that way, we've made a very seamless. And also, when I started this concept, I wanted this app to be a need-based app. Like when you travel to a city like Bangalore, the two need-based apps is Uber and Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you go there for work. There's no app for working.
Mm-hmm.
Where to work? You will decide either a Starbucks or a 5-star hotel.
Right.
But there's nothing close to where you want to meet, then you don't have an option.
Yeah.
So my vision was to create a need-based app where for working also you can find any place, any pin code and of your choice, and you can work there.
Sure, this sounds very interesting. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Setting Sail, and I really hope you liked it. If you have any queries or comments for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.